Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey. Here we go, Friday the 13th.
Oh my word.
It is Friday the 13th. And JP has disappeared. JP's over there.
Nothing.
He's been kidnapped. He's been spirited away. JP's taking the day off today, so I'm going to be Sweeney. You want to join in? 0874 100 102. Texts and WhatsApps. I like your voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. Yeah. See, if JP was here now, I'd remember the number. What's this for you? Oh, yes. This is... someone sent me this last night. You know my... this is my new thing. In the same way that Dave Moore asks people, do they wash their legs? I'm asking the very simple question.
Did you wash your ass today?
So someone sent me on my Insta last night. This is propaganda. This is North Korea. They've set up these massive... You should see these things. It's a video, a news report from, it looks like Sky News or something like that, or one of these world news channels. And they've got these massive speaker installations where, like, it's the size of a house, these loudspeaker things. And apparently North Korea have built these huge speaker systems on the border with South Korea. And apparently it's blaring across the board. Have a listen to this lady speaking.
North Korea has reinstalled loudspeakers blaring propaganda across its border with the South.
Did you wash your ass today?
Well, it's great to know they're listening to Today FM on the online to www.todayfm.com. All right, friends, let's do this thing. I'm making the call again after 3 o'clock. Your chance to win. Classic take that. Could it be magic? Today FM. It probably couldn't, in fairness, but sure, we'll give it a go. JP's off. How are you? Ray Foley's my name.
I'm Ray. There's JP.
There's Orla. This is weird, isn't it, guys? Oh my god. 0874 100 102. I was doing my todayfm.com, you know, the www. Thanks to Owen, who sent a voice note in.
Too many W.
Can we get everyone to do all of JP's bits on WhatsApp throughout the broadcast this afternoon? What else does he do? Like, there's the odd yeah. I'm going to send a couple of yes in 0874 100 102 on WhatsApp. Just like, yeah. Yeah, or go on is another one. Given out to me for making bad jokes. Or just, you know, that just like an oh my god or an oh jeez, that kind of thing. Need a couple of those. A couple of mild chuckles, maybe. 0874 100 102. All right, what have we got for you today? Well, first of all, it's Friday the 13th. Do you believe in that sort of thing? I think, on the face of it, like, my immediate reaction and my top-line response to Friday the 13th is, Ash, go on after that. I don't believe in that. That's nonsense. It's daft. That said, though, I wave at magpies all the time. Magpies are trying to go about their business, doing their thing, doing their magpie thing of picking at the bins and chasing crows, squawking at each other in pairs. And if I see one on their own, I'll always give them a wave. Good morning, Mr. Magpie. And the rest of the time, I will also avoid walking under a ladder. And similarly, if I ever see a penny, or any money, but a penny, if I see a penny and walk past it, it will play on my mind. I think it's a psychological thing, isn't it? That if you walk past it, you're like, well, I've walked past, I'll have to go back. Because just in case it turns out to be a crap day, or something bad, or bad luck occurs, it will be attributed to the fact that I didn't pick up the penny and spit on it. Now, when it comes to the spitting on it, I don't actually spit. I do a fake spit, as I was taught many years ago. You do a kind of a... and stick it in your back pocket. Are you with me? Has anything bad happened to you today on Friday the 13th? 0874 100 102. Clearly something bad's already happened to me. JP's taking the day off.
Ooh,
miss you, brother. Something bad's happened to my wife. She's been texting me all afternoon. She went to go and get her hair cut today. And I don't think it's gone well because she has sent me numerous texts. I think she's forewarning me for when I eventually see her and I'm shocked. She says, it's very short. I can read you the text thread, hang on. She says, it's very short. And I think she wants me to lead the charge when I get home. That I'll say, oh, Jesus, oh my God, it looks lovely. Whereas, in fact, if I don't do that, here we go, sorry, I'm going to look at the text up. If I don't go in the door and say, oh, wow, your hair looks great, the kids will get upset. Because the kid, the two boys are going to be like, oh my God, what happened to our mother's head? She says, my hair is very short. I replied, awesome. Did you ask for that? She said, no. But he took a lot off. And I said, did you pay him? She says, oh yes. And I thanked him as well. And then she sent a photograph and she sent one of those photographs, you know, when you can send the two photographs side by side. And it's a photograph of my beloved wife. And next to her is that lady that makes the super suits in The Incredibles. You know, is it Agnes or Magda or something? Her, her name is... And she looks quite... I said, Christ, it's a bob. She says, yes, I haven't had a bob since my teens. I said, if he'd gone any shorter, we'd be calling you Bob. Because, let me tell you, he's gone very short. Anyway, like the growback from the grand. Well, I'll be crying over the dinner later on. Any bad luck for your Friday the 13th? 0874 100 102. Roll call coming up. Weedus on Today FM. I have a dream that's because I used to be young. Miley Cyrus and Used to Be Young. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. Welcome to your Friday. Here comes the weekend. And it's Friday the 13th. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. So, is it wherever you like, Steve? Sit there if you want. Yeah, hello. Yeah. Hello.
How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Steve Spade. I'm going to clap on my own. This is a bit weird, actually. Hi,
yay.
Steve. Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday the 13th, man. How are you?
I'm good. Steve Spade is a magician, illusionist, and you're steeped in the world of magic.
Yeah, absolutely. Escape artist, all the man stuff.
Escape artist, and it being Friday the 13th today.
Yes.
We were thinking that we could do something... mystical, magical.
Do you believe in all that?
Well, should I? You tell me.
I don't know. Like the whole, I mean, walk under ladders, black cats. I mean, the kind of mystery of it is nice.
I have, I say on the face of it that I don't believe in it, right?
But you're terrified.
I know, but then I do think, I was just saying a few minutes ago, I do things then that are just in case that I don't want to tempt fate.
Sure, sure.
So like, if I see a magpie, I'll always wave the magpie. Yep. Or if I see one magpie, I'll wait and... I'll see if I can spot a second one, so then I've got two for joy. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
or the
walk
salt over the shoulder and all those.
A few of those little things, but at the same time, I'd be like, oh, I'm not superstitious at all.
I think it's just built in from like your childhood. You know, it's your grandparents, your parents kind of putting on you, and then you probably put it on your own kids without even realizing it, you know?
Yeah, so it sticks.
One of those things. Yeah, and they kind of originated so far back that it just keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah. We were talking to you, how long ago was it? It was
August,
a couple of months ago.
Yeah, early August.
Yeah. So you had been in Las Vegas.
I was in Las Vegas. I was when you rang, it was like 6 a.m. or something.
They were giving you this amazing award, this international recognition.
Yeah, so I got a Merlin Award. So I think we spoke on the Tuesday and the Merlin Award was on the Thursday night. The awards were on that night then. It was amazing. It was surreal.
What have you been up to since? Because that was like August, so.
Yeah, so that was, so actually, while I was there as well, I proposed to my girlfriend, Elaine, and now she's my fiance.
So she said yes,
so that was great, at the Bellagio, so that was exciting. And I think it was like a really good trick in a sense, because I think I had her just so kind of distracted by the awards and everything else, that it was the right time to ask her where she thought it was. Oh, no, this is just about the awards, and that's it. So
her, much going
her guard
on.
Was down, I think. It's hard to fool someone with you, that you're with for so long, you know, as a magician as well. It gets harder and harder. She's a tough audience.
How long are you together?
8 years.
Right, so it was about time, in fairness.
It was about time, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there was no, I mean, even though you are an escapologist,
There was no escaping that one. No.
So what are the plans? Now you're back, over, you're Limerick-based, is that right?
Yeah, Limerick-based, right.
So you're back in Ireland, what are you up to?
So since I've been back, I did Electric Picnic, we did Electric Picnic, and now like it's coming up to like Christmas and all that stuff, so that's going to get
don't
busy.
Say with, it, man. With don't say it, people are going, don't that. Say Christmas. People start texting and giving out about it straight away as soon as you mention it. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's coming up to Halloween and then
well,
Christmas.
Well, there you go, yeah.
So it's not so bad.
We'll
yeah, and then I'm touring. I'm going to tour a show called The Lost Magic Tour, which is like, it's a collection of like of old effects and new ideas kind of a thing. And I want to kind of, we all stand on the shoulders of giants, you know, and there's obviously been tons of amazing magicians that have passed on and their magic is kind of dead with them. And I think I kind of want to relive some of their magic and put it back on the stage. And a lot of the effects in the show are like 100 years old and some of them. So, and they have a new twist. So I want people to kind of experience something that they wouldn't have experienced ever.
So this is the kind of the stuff that like the legends in magic or in...
Yeah, absolutely. I've dug into like research and like Max Mellini would be one of them. Like obviously Houdini, everyone knows that name and things like that. So yeah, there's going to be a full mixed bag in the show. Plus a few of my own like creations that I've developed myself.
There wouldn't have been, I'm guessing like in Houdini's time or in any of the you know, tricks 100 years ago, there wouldn't have been health and safety or...
No, there wouldn't. No, there wouldn't be no insurance or nothing. No, and maybe Houdini to propose the show would just turn up to whatever city or town or wherever, he'd go to the police station, he'd ask them for a set of handcuffs if they were willing to come down with him. He'd start stripping off as he got to the bridge. He'd put on the cuffs and jump in. Then I'll see you tonight at 8 o'clock at whatever theatre. So that was how he drew up business. Imagine trying to do that these
Isn't
days.
Great,
you can still do it, but you're guaranteed to be arrested. But the good thing, if you do get arrested, I'll be out of those cuffs in seconds, so it'll be great.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah. Well, it's much better to have Instagram now, I suppose.
That's easier. Instagram's easier.
TikTok. I tell you what, Houdini didn't have the TikTok.
He didn't have TikTok, and it was probably more hassle to do what he had to do, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's great to see you're doing so well. Because it's Friday the 13th,
mm-hmm.
We had been talking about doing something special for the day that's in.
Yeah, I actually have a little prediction here. It's just on, can you see it? It's just like folded underneath a Sharpie.
Right.
Can you see that? So yeah. I'm going to leave that just over here. Or, do you want it? Or?
Okay, we've had no contact whatsoever.
Absolutely not. No, no, no. I spoke to JP and I just said I was going to do something crazy.
That you were coming in, yeah.
Yeah, and that was it.
Right, you can see he is. Oh, yeah. I'll describe it. It's a Sharpie, it's a marker Sharpie. And tucked into
the clip
of the lid of the Sharpie marker. Steve has
folded a bit of paper.
Well, it looks like a banknote or something?
Yeah,
like
it could be. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, it looks to me like an American, or it looks got a kind of a print of an American banknote
sure.
on it.
Sure.
That's everything I can tell from looking at it.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Now. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to hang on to it?
I can take it.
You can
I?
Hang on to it. Yeah, but don't open it just yet. But just hang on to it for now.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll pass it over to you.
Yeah. Grant.
Okay.
No.
Cool. So what else I brought in is some photographs.
Right.
And we're going to try to put a thought or an image into your mind. Okay.
Now, what is this? Okay, go on.
Yeah. Can I stand up or?
You can do whatever you like. Whatever
you like. Still hear me. I'm sure it'll be okay.
I can hear you fine. Yeah. Grant,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, go on.
These are just loads of random images. I'll show them like this.
I tell you what, if you sit down just so I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll keep looking.
Perfect. It's all random.
Yeah, okay.
Extremely random.
Yeah, they're all right. Would you want me to say what any of them are?
Well, you don't call them all right, obviously.
Okay, yeah, hop up on the microphone there, dude, because I can't hear your voice.
Perfect,
yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay, so I'll do it up here with my head.
Perfect.
Okay.
Right. Do you want me to say anything?
Yeah, say a few.
All right, hot dog. There was an eye there. Go on, keep going. There was a Rubik's Cube. There was a church. Handcuffs. Ice cream cone. Right, okay.
So, yeah, they're all random. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Totally random.
They're
yeah,
totally
yeah.
random. Would any of those thoughts be ones that would have like popped into your head? Anyway, if I said you could just think of something... Would any of those would be one of those? Because see, what it is sometimes when I say, think of something, and then I say, I'm going to draw something, and then you draw a house, and it's not impressive because everyone draws a house, or everyone draws a car, or everyone draws, you know, a Christmas tree, or a tree, or if you say, think outside, imagine you're looking outside a window, draw something, they might draw, you know, like a lamppost or something like that. So it's better to use something more random.
Okay,
yeah?
Right.
So all different.
Yeah.
You're happy
yeah.
with that? Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to dribble through the cards.
Mm.
Well, they're not cards, they're photographs, but I'm going to dribble through them. And you're going to say stop anywhere you want.
Stop.
Happy there?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Don't change your mind?
No, that's fine.
Okay, so if you would stop one more, it would have been dice.
Right.
Okay, but you stopped on this one.
Okay, right.
So it's in chat, so that's fair.
Right, do you want me to say what it is?
Yeah, sure, if you want to. Just say, Jay, can, okay. One more would have been...
It would have been a foot, the next one.
Next one would have been...
A spider.
Spider, sure.
And the next one is a chair.
A chair, and obviously they're all different.
Yeah.
You can check these all out afterwards and everything, just photographs.
Okay.
Okay, what did you land on?
It's a hammer.
A hammer.
Yeah.
Is that free choice?
Yeah.
We mixed them, we had a look at them, they're all different. You could have picked any one, you set up anywhere you wanted.
Yeah, okay. Totally random, yeah.
Okay, so take a look what I wrote in that bit of paper.
All right.
And actually, before you do that, can you connect to your phone? Can you go onto your Instagram while you're on air?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I think so. Why, do you want me to do that now?
Yeah, do that as well.
Okay, hang on. My Instagram. Right, I'm on Instagram
so
here.
If you go to my Instagram, so that's Steve Spade.
Steve Spade. Steve Spade. Sorry now, dude. There we go.
No problem.
Master Magician, that's you there. Okay.
That's me, yeah. So if you look, so take a look at the note. You were right, it was a note. Take a look at the note that I gave you first in the studio right now.
Right, okay. There we go.
There's one word written on that.
He's written in Sharpie marker, it says hammer across the front of the note.
Absolutely. Now, if you look at that note, it's not a normal note. Like you said, it looks like a note, but it's not a note. Take a look what it is.
It looks like kind of, in the background, it looks, well, it's
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore, yeah. With a mask on in the place of one of the...
Yeah, so that's the hockey mask from Friday the 13th.
Because today's Friday the 13th.
Absolutely.
And
I'm good friends with a guy called Ari Lehman, who was the original Jason Voorhees, and he left you a video.
Are you joking me?
On my Instagram.
Hang on now. This is...
So you might want to play it.
Where is
it's
this?
The very first one. It's like a white video.
It's me, Ari, the first Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. And my good friend, master magician Steve Spade, asked me to tell Ray that he's going to think of a hammer.
Yeah, what?
Hope that works, buddy. And remember, Jason never dies.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
And that video was done yesterday, and it was in Chicago, I think, because they're on tour at the moment, so they're traveling all over.
He recorded the video yesterday. You put the video up 40 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I'm not following Steve. I haven't been on my Instagram.
There's a ton of photographs. You could have picked anywhere. You could have stopped anywhere.
Show me the rest of them photos.
Absolutely.
Because I said stop as he was flicking through them, and they're all random. So it's a pizza. There's a taxi, there's the Statue of Liberty, wedding rings, a birthday cake. How many of these? This is a full
60?
Is it a full deck of cards, right? But they're all individual photographs.
Yeah.
A taxi, like I say, there's the dice they showed you, rose. Every single one's different. A hot dog, rope, and eggs, jelly beans. That's mental. That is fantastic. Are you alive? Have you confirmed any dates for your live shows?
Yeah, the dates are through AMA Music Agency and Audio Networks. So they're organising all that. So the dates are going to be announced really, really soon.
And your website?
Steve Spade Magic.
Steve Spade Magic. Lads, Friday the... Jason Voorhees, the real Jason Voorhees, predicted that it was going to be a hammer. I've been struck down by Friday the 13th. That's incredible.
There's a superstitious thing now that you can tell people forever.
Well, yeah, he got me on Friday the 13th. Steve Spade, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man.
Pleasure, thanks for
having
me.
And the website again, stevespade.com.
stevespademagic.com.
stevespademagic.com.
Same with all the social media handles, all Steve Spade.
Go check it out. And you can go watch that video of Jason. What's your man's name? Israel?
Ari Lehman.
And he played Jason originally.
Yeah, he's the original Jason that pops up out of the water, that kid, the deformed kid.
Just do a search for Steve Spade and you can see it. That's unbelievable. Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you, Ray.
Ray Foley.
All right, stay on today, FM.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
Okay. Stay with us. We got Usher and Pitbull next.
Right. The last word with...
Yeah. Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. Happy Friday. Happy Friday the 13th. Sorry, this lad was just in a few minutes ago. Steve Spade, his name is. He's a magician, illusionist, mentalist. Blow my mind this afternoon. He showed me a load of pictures, like a deck of cards with loads of different pictures on them. Had me pick a card. Then... on a folded up note, bank note, is written,
is written out word that I haven't seen yet. The picture I pick is of a hammer, randomly. The word hammer's already written on the note. The note is a fake banknote from this guy who played Jason in the original Friday the 13th. And then your man has already put up a shout out to me on Instagram. Your man, the actor from Friday the 13th, has put a shout out on Instagram for the whole... That's a lot of work to go to. Your man's mind-blowing. Steve Spade, his name is stevespademagic.com. Go and check that out. Give him a follow. Right, on the show this afternoon, I got Mix It Friday on the way for you after 4 o'clock. And the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival is happening between the 26th and the 30th of this month, featuring performances from the finest international and Irish artists, including pop-up events, late-night parties, jazz boat trips, collaborations and brass bands marching through the city streets. We've got an all-expenses-paid night out at the Cork Jazz Festival to give away for you. We'll sort you out for tickets and spending money for accommodation, meals and drinks. Terms and conditions apply. Over 18s, enjoy alcohol responsibly. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie. Now, we've jazzed up a well-known song. But what is the song? Can you identify it? 0874 100 102. Have a listen. This is Robin Adele Anderson performing a jazzed up, jazzy cover of... I think it's pretty easy, isn't it? 0874 100 102, your answer, your name and where you're from. Over 18.
Ray Foley.
And we'll have a winner in the next few minutes.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference.
Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding and Merkel. This is Today FM. We play the music you love.
Hello there, it's Friday.
All right, wrap it up there, lads. Let's do this. Okay, I'm making the cash machine call in a few minutes. DJ Joe's joining us in a few as well. And we're getting jazzy, of course. Yeah, the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. I've had a number of queries with regards to the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival and where it's on this year. Apparently, they've confirmed that for 2023, they're going to be having it in Cork, which is an interesting departure. But good luck to them, I suppose. And fingers crossed... be able to accommodate them. I'm sure they will, because this is the 45th year of the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival, celebrating 45 years of jazziness at the end of October. October 26th to the 30th, featuring performances from the finest international and Irish artists, including pop-up events, late-night parties, jazz boat trips, collaborations and brass bands marching through the city streets. Right, yeah, I said identify this jazzed up song. What's the original song like?
So if you're lonely, you know I'm here waiting for you. I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot away from you.
That's just the first two lines. I'm not going to give you the rest, because you've got it already, you geniuses.
Right, let me make a phone call here. Hang on.
Weird doing this all on my own. It's ringing. How sad.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle.
Yes.
Hi, Michelle. Ray Foley calling from Today FM Radio in Dublin. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm only all right. I'm here on my own in the radio station and it's so weird. Do I sound weird? Do I sound lonely?
A bit lonely, yeah.
Oh, it sounds so sad and weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good, good.
What are you up to today?
Just working away.
Oh, you're in work?
Yeah, working from home, yeah.
Oh, that's not too... Well, working from home is all right. You can get away with a bit of dosing, can you?
Yes, a little bit.
Who do you work for?
I just work in HR in a company in town.
What's the company?
I prefer not to say.
Oh, really? Because you just admitted on air that you're dosing, is it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're dead right. Do you want to say hello to, aside from the people in work who you can't mention or name, anyone else you'd like to say hello to?
My brother, Cahal, and his wife, Neve. I know they're listening.
Very good. Where in the world are you?
I'm in I'm in Dublin.
Oh, in Dublin. All right. Okay. You don't sound like you're from Dublin, though. Where are you from?
No, I'm from Clare.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. Okay. So let's see. Would you fancy going to the Jazz at the end of the month?
Yeah, it would be great.
Have a listen to this. Here we go. Michelle, would you mind if I just came on for a second? Because I want to hear what she does with the chorus. Hang on 1 second. Let's skim on again, sorry. Okay, wasn't amazing. What'd you think of it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad.
All right, yeah. Michelle, what's the song?
Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand.
That is, well done. For you, with thanks to the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. I have an all-expenses night out. I've got tickets for a gig, and we'll sort you out for spending money for accommodation, meals and drinks. And yeah, we look after you for the Jazz at the end of the month. Well done.
Great, thanks very much.
No bother, thanks for coming on, thanks for taking the call, thanks for listening. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy the Jazz.
Thanks.
Cheers, bye. Bye, Michelle.
Bye, bye.
All right, Franz Ferdinand, this is Today FM. DJ Joe's on the way. Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, it's Friday. Friday the 13th, actually. Hopefully everything's going well. JP's off today, but in studio, joining us this afternoon, he has arrived. Make way, DJ J.O.'s here.
DJ J.O. This is DJ J.O.
Yeah! Sturdy, sturdy, sturdy! Sure. All right! DJ J.O. on deck. Friday the 13th. Unlucky for some. Mind you, our bump. Getting spooky out there, guys. Halloween's coming up.
D.
Why do ghosts go to the pub? For the bills. Beautiful.
J.
Am I 74-100-102? Do get in touch.
D.
Yeah. Here we go.
J.
All right.
D.
Key is in Clonskey there. Key in Clonskey. This is J.O. I just seen a bull stuck in an electric fence. I think he was charging. Shout out to Ali in Liffey Valley. She says, sorry, J.O. All right, Ali. She says, J.O., last night I was kissing me new fella on the couch. I says, let's take this upstairs. He says, Grant, you grab that end. I'll grab this end. Come on. Tanya's just back from Santa Ponsonette. She says, J.O., I'm going to sue the airline because the fuel's lost me luggage. They said, I don't have a case, though. Cheers. Want to say good afternoon to Brian in the Glion. Good afternoon to you, Brian. She says, J.O., what was Michael Jackson's favourite pasta? Spaghetti. Nice one. Right, here we go, from Jacko to Mauro, Picardo, and Komodo on Today FM.
DJ J.O.
Come on, lads, we're going out tonight after all. I want to dance with somebody. And I do. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Happy Friday the 13th. It's bad luck for some. Do you know what? I'm thoroughly enjoying myself today. Here comes the weekend. It's Ray Foley in and on. Mix of Friday on the way and your cash machine call coming up shortly as well. And a brief reminder for you with regards to the KFC. You know the KFC thing you're listening out for? Yeah, this is KFC. They're launching a new limited edition version of the chicken fillet roll, the Zinger Chicken Fillet More. With the emphasis on more. It'll all become clear. KFC has taken the iconic chicken fillet roll and made it more. It has more crunch from a crispy golden hash brown, more spice from a delicious Zinger fillet, and more sauce from burger dressing and supercharger mayo. See, it's more. It's exclusively in Ireland, only available until November 12th. So keep an eye on Today FM's socials to win across the day and listen on the radio when you hear more Dave Moore. See? I just think it's a shame they didn't call their chicken burger the Dave. But I don't think that would work. You'd have people walking into KFC going, why is this chicken burger called Dave? So, yeah, listen out for... There's a big cue to texting. You'll hear Dave, a little bit of chat from Dave, and then a cue to text. Once the texty number is going out, you text in with your details. And you can win a 1,000 euro preloaded credit card and a KFC voucher. Suffice to say, if I'm reminding you about this, keep those ears peeled, okay? Stand by your phones as well. If you got your text in before 3 o'clock, I could be calling you on the cash machine. And we'll play Westlife and Icona Pop next.
Ray Foley.
Icona Pop and Charlie XCX. I love it. Today FM. We play the music you love. Happy Friday. Let's do this. Poor Helen's after sending me a photograph on WhatsApp. And to describe it, it's just wet everywhere. It's outside. It looks like it's the shower and into the bedroom, like the ensuite. And she's left a trail of water, watery footprints everywhere. She said, I thought I got the cash machine. So I'm guessing the phone rang, did it? And you needed to run out of the shower. This is the thing. Don't wash yourself between 3 and 4. Take the phone everywhere. Take it into the shower with you. You need a waterproof case, but you're not going to miss out on this cash. Over 50,000 euro on the line this afternoon on Today FM's cash machine. If you got your text in before 3 o'clock this afternoon, we could be calling you now. It's been rolling over since Monday. So if you sent the text in at any stage from Monday evening up until 3 today, this is your chance to win. Good luck. Let's do it.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
Three rings. Hello there. This is Ray Foley calling with the cash machine call. Are you free to take a call this afternoon, madam?
Yes, I am.
Great. What's your name?
Naomi.
Where in the world are you, Naomi?
In Cork.
In Cork. Beautiful spot. Looking forward to the jazz at the end of the month, are you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's going to be fantastic. What are you up to today? You're working? You're busy?
It's my boyfriend's birthday, so we just had some lunch and stuff.
Oh, fabulous. What's your boyfriend's name?
Argon.
Argon?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Well, hi and happy birthday to him. What age is he?
28.
Yeah, happy 28th birthday to him. Forget his birthday. This could be an amazing present for you today, Naomi. If you're able to give us the exact total on the cash machine this afternoon. Over to you.
Okay, that is 50,824 euros and 44 cents.
Is right, you did it! Naomi, you've won over 50 grand just like that. It's all yours. How do you feel?
Amazing. That's like literally the best birthday present for him. Oh my God.
Oh, forget him. This is yours. You're the winner on this. You can get him something nice from it, though, of course. What do you think you're going to do with the money?
Bit of savings, of course.
Right, savings. And, how boring.
I know. And holidays, and of course, we see you.
50,824 euro and 44 cents.
That's amazing.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Sorry to Helen. She's back out of the shower again. She's the place is soaking. Westlife for Today FM.
good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Yeah, hoo hoo. Today FM playing the music you love. Alright, good afternoon. It's Friday. Mix of Fridays just ahead. What have I got in there for you today? I've got... Oh, Anne Lee's in there with two times. I'll only play her the once, though. And I'll play Dodgy.
In fairness, Ray, the mix is pretty dodgy every Friday, if you ask me.
Shut up. Let's see, what have we got? Oh, Dave Moore. More Dave Moore. If you're thinking to yourself, I don't get enough Dave Moore between 9 and midday, well, we've got more for you. More. How do you like it? I like it with Dave. KFC is launching a new limited edition version of the chicken fillet roll, the Zinger Chicken Fillet More, M-O for the R. KFC has the... They've taken the iconic chicken fillet roll, made it more. More crunch from a crispy golden hash brown, more spice from a delicious Zinger fillet, and more sauce from burger dressing and supercharger mayo. It's exclusively in Ireland, only to the 12th of November, though. It's only a few weeks of it. And you can get it in store now in your KFC. We have all you have to do, listen out for Dave and your cue to text. €1,000 prepaid credit cards and a KFC voucher. Please hold. Put her on two. Or him. Let's see. Where is it? It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, Ray. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you today?
I'm fantastic.
Where in the world are you, Rebecca?
I am in Tralee, County Kerry.
Are you far from a KFC?
We'd have to go to Limerick or Cork.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, you go to Limerick or Cork often enough, I suppose. You'll have that voucher in your back pocket if you... Well, if you win. What am I doing? What am I ringing you for? Of course you've won. Well done. You've got €1,000 prepaid credit card and you've got the KFC voucher as well.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. The best Friday 13th.
Isn't that... Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. I got a phone call on Friday the 13th. Ray Foley giving me €1,000 to spend on his credit card. Fabulous. Do you want to say hello to anyone today?
Hello to my sister, who I'm really late to collect from the school run, so I could take the call.
Oh, you're how old is she? Is she in school?
Yeah, she's 17, probably waiting inside a gate somewhere for me.
Ah, she's great. She's all right. Yeah, sure, it's Friday. Take it easy. And you can get her something nice with the voucher. Listen, go on. Thanks for taking the call. Have a lovely weekend.
Thanks so much, Ray. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Rebecca.
Ray Foley.
All right, Mix of Fridays on the way.
With Care Plus. Ray Foley.
And just like that, we're off and running. It's Friday afternoon on Today FM. This is Mix It Friday. Let's be having your voice notes on WhatsApp. 0874 100 102.
It's time to face the music.
Today FM, Deadmau5, Ghosts and Stuff for Friday the 13th. Live a giant dreamer.
What an absolute tune.
Lady Gaga and Just Dance. Today FM playing the music. You love. Thank you. Oh, stop it now. Come on now. Wrapping up another thrilling edition of Mix It Friday for your Friday the 13th. Thank you so much for indulgence, your engagement throughout the broadcast this afternoon. We do appreciate the business. And guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. Seriously. I know, right? We didn't get to do JP's PJs, where beloved Ray Foley show sidekick JP reveals he's been off work because he's launching a new line of radio-themed pajamas. Now he says everyone can finally sleep with JP in JP's PJs. We didn't get to do Michael D's cycle tees, where Uachtaráin na hÉireann, President of Ireland Michael D. Higgins reveals his plans for a new leisure wear brand, specifically t-shirts you can wear while cycling in Michael D's Cycle Tees. And we didn't get to do Louise Cantaloon's Breezy Pantaloons, where today FM jock Louise Cantalon reveals her plans for a new line of wind and rain resistant baggy trousers in Louise Cantaloon's Breezy Pantaloons. Maybe we get to do that on Monday. Have a lovely weekend. We'll talk to you 2 p.m.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.